Hi, here, I'm Michelle Fury, and I'm a Tesco rep. I have been for 8 years. I also sit as the Divisional Council Chair for the North West Division.
And Michelle, what does that role consist of?
It involves chairing the meetings on a monthly basis and trying to keep the divisional officer in time. And it's also chairing the conferences, which I did for the first time in June in front of 200 and odd people, which was quite daunting, but I survived.
So tell me a bit about your Savills Door story. How did you first get involved and get to where you are now?
Somebody came in on stand down, and nights obviously sometimes gets missed, so we had no rep on nights, and I've been with the company a few years, and she'd been round and spoke to everybody, and they all said they wanted me as the rep. So that's how I started, and that was like 8 years ago.
Brilliant. And now you actually train some of the reps, don't you?
Yep. I work part-time for Warrington Collegiate, and at the Warrington office I train a lot of our new Wasdoor reps alongside Jenny and Mark.
And what's some of the key skills that you're teaching these reps coming through?
It's mainly about confidence, because a lot of it's there in black and white, because us all have negotiated with these companies, but it's having the confidence to use that policy and procedure. Because some companies will try and talk you out of it, that's not how it reads and that. So it's about giving them that skill to learn where the policies are, to let them know that they can't learn everything, because they come in and they want to know everything. But that's not possible. You're learning all the time. I'm still learning now. So it's about training them to that and giving them that confidence and building that relationships up so they've got a support network amongst each other.
And what sort of things get discussed on the committee that you chair?
Everything under the division, branch changes, all the companies, that wage negotiations, if there's any redundancies, anything that's coming up, like this is door on tour, we do that, anything that we want to discuss at conferences. So it does everything across the division, yeah. So we're in Manchester Piccadilly Gardens, and it's a gorgeous sunny day. And we're promoting Usdaw's 125-year anniversary, because Usdaw helps people every single day with problems in their workplace and also a lot of problems outside, because there's a lot of free legal advice. The key message for me is, if you're not in a union, that's the first thing you should do. If you're not sure which union, go on the TUC website and find out the appropriate union for you, because there's always that backup and you never know from one day to the next what's going to happen. And people think they don't need a union until it's too late, and they do. I've always been in the union since leaving school. Times seem to be changing, and we're having to educate people about what unions can do.
And what would you say to someone that does work in retail and distribution that isn't a member of Usdaw, that's maybe thinking about joining?
Definitely do it. You will not regret it. And if you do, you can pull out at any time, but I can assure you, you won't. I have members join in my store 8 years ago, and they said, oh, I'll give it a go for 12 months, and they're still in. And the thing is, to read your magazines when you get your magazines through, because there's loads of extra benefits and discounts that you can get. And if you use them, you're not really paying anything for your union membership. So it's a win-win.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sam.